Blog Talk Radio.
Praise your name, Jesus. Oh, praise your name, Jesus. Oh,
Oh, praise your name, Jesus.
God's righteous.
Oh, God. Hallelujah.
The Son of God. The Son of God. His kingdom.
My Lord, my Lord. Hallelujah. My Jesus.
Redemption sacrifice.
Praise you, praise you.
Now glorified, now justified, with kingdom of God. And this kingdom will know no end, and its glory shall fall no bound. For the majesty and power of this kingdom
Lord God, you are just opening up doors, oh God. oh God, hallelujah, that's been closed, oh God. You'll open up ways, oh God, where there have been hindrances, oh God. Father God, you keep on doing it over and over for us, oh God. Lord, because you love us, God. You have loved us, oh God, with an everlasting love, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for your many blessings, oh God, that's showering down on us, oh God. We thank you, Father God, that there is no God like you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, oh Father God, for the air that we breathe, oh God. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the food that intakes for these bodies, oh God. We thank you, Father God, that we are clothed in your righteousness, oh God. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for the Holy Spirit. Spirit, oh God, that's moving in and through us, oh God. Father, we thank you for building us up in our most holy faith, oh God, that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy, oh God. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, oh God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. Oh, God, you keep on moving every hindrance out of our way, God. Oh, God, causing us to be strong in the power of your might, oh, God. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, we can speak to the mountains and they shall be removed, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. You are strength, you are helper, oh, God. Hallelujah. What else can we say? But thank you. Thank you for your loving kindness. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. Praise God. You are God. You are God, and you can do anything but fail. We give you the glory tonight, God. We thank you for everyone that's on, God. We ask your blessings upon them, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. We pray your blessings, God. Oh, God, continuously, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Hallelujah, God. Bless, bless. In whatever way they need a blessing tonight, God, let it fall down, pour out, whatever you want to do, God. We say, oh, God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, Father God. Oh, you are awesome, God. You are awesome, God. We are your children. We are the sheep of your pasture. We thank you, Father God. Oh, God, thank you. Oh, God, hallelujah. We are looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our lives. Hallelujah. 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 You are the author. You fearfully and wonderfully made us, and you are the finisher. You will be the one that take us out. Hallelujah. In your own timing, not in man's time, but your timing. God, we worship you. We worship you. We adore you. Gracious are you, Lord God. Oh, you're so awesome. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, praise your name. Praise your name. Praise your name. Praise your name. Because in that name, God. Oh, God, there's deliverance. In that name, there is power. In that name, oh, God, there is healing. Oh, God, in that name, oh, God, Father God, we can rest in it, God, and believe you, oh, God, for the miraculous, oh, God. Thank you, Father God. God, hallelujah. Oh, praise your name, Jesus. Father God, thank you. Thank you, my Father. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Well, you are listening to God's favorite ministry coming to you tonight live on Block Talk. Praise God. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls, maybe slain by the bullet or whatever you may be going through? God's favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurts tonight. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and Jesus will give you rest. We are Oh, praise God. We are here to reach out for you, say a kind word to you, to speak the word of God into your life, that you may be encouraged, that you may be healed through the power of the Holy Ghost. We thank God for what he's doing. Praise God. Hallelujah. In the lives of his people. Truly, God is good. Hallelujah. We just had a major storm that come through, and guess what? It didn't take lives like it did Katrina. And I just praised God. I said, God, look at you. You might have destroyed things, God, but you were more concerned about the lives of your people. God, you call them to call upon you. Oh, God, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we thank you for it, God. We thank you for your doing, God, Lord God. Oh, God, hallelujah. We don't worship things. We don't worship things, but we worship you. We worship you in the fullness of you. Oh, praise God. And we thank you, Lord, for what you have done, God. Oh, God, you kept us. We lost a few lives, but not as many as we did. Oh, God, in Katrina. And we thank you. And, Lord God, we lift up, oh, God, all those that lost lives. Oh, God, in 9/11. Oh, God, thank you. But, God, you are healing, and you are healing, and you are healing hearts today. Just like you did back then, you're restoring the salvation of God in the hearts of your people, that they may come before you and worship you with a whole heart, mind, and soul. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, good evening to everyone tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. We are so glad to see you here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So glad to be back. We've been out, praise God, but God, look at God. That's a wonderful thing. God let us come back here again to meet again, praise God, hallelujah, and to worship him together. He said, oh, don't forsake the assembling of yourself together. And I'm so glad when I can assemble with God's people and worship together with them. What a blessing, what a blessing, what a blessing. Praise God. So at this time, I'm going to ask, is there any prayer request tonight? We want to pray over the prayer request, praise God. If you have a prayer request, press 1 on your phone right now. And I'm going to ask Mother Stokes, would she be so gracious to pray over the prayer request tonight? We have some prayer requests. My brother called me tonight. Someone he knows. The wife went to the cemetery. She and her husband had been having some problems, and she shot her head off at the cemetery. So we want to pray for that family that's going through, that this lady committed suicide. Praise God. If there's anyone on tonight that want prayer, praise God. And also my best friend, that I done her funeral last year. Her son passed on this morning, Albert. Albert passed away this morning. Praise God. So we pray for that family this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. And if there is anybody on tonight, praise God, please press 1 on your phone, and we'll be glad to pray for you. I see a hand up. Praise God. Hallelujah. Go ahead. I believe that's Sister Bowman. Go ahead, my dear darling. No, that's Zadie. Come on. That's Zadie. Go ahead. Minister Zadie.
Yes, ma'am. Good evening. Good evening. Yes, I would like continued prayer for my husband and my brother and my nephew and just so many others. We had buried a dear cousin today, young woman, very young woman, a doctor. And up in Vicksburg, Mississippi, and that virus is just, I got to tell you, that virus is just taking them out, taking people out. And one friend of mine from Charlottetown, her daughter passed, and then later on today, I saw that the daddy had passed too, and the mother is yet in the hospital. So just continue to pray that this virus will come to an end. Amen.
Amen, amen. Mother Stokes, can you pray over the prayer request?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, go ahead, my dear.
Okay. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name, and all the earth who has set the glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings has thy advanced strength, because thy enemy, that thou might steal the enemies and the enemies. And Father, I just thank you for those two scriptures tonight. God, I come to lift up the man whose wife went to the cemetery, the family who went to the cemetery, the man's wife shot her head off, Michael. Lord, look over that family. Oh, God, the oppressed and the depressed, Lord God. Oh, Father, she committed suicide. Lord, step in that family. I know that family is hurting tonight. God, all families are hurting. But when they take their own life, oh, it's a more hurting thing. Lord, I lift them up to you. Lord, I thank you, God, for that family. Lord, and I know that the children, the husband and the children and all their families is hurting. But God, you want to heal every hurt that's in our bodies, Lord. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to heal that husband. My God, heal that husband's hurt, Lord, and then in the children and the family members in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, I lift up my brother Albert, who passed away this today. Lord, I lift him up. I lift his family up, Lord. I lift all that family, grieving family, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. I thank you, oh God, for how you have, that as the word says, that you are excellent God, and how you have taken care of us through the storms, through the trials and tribulations, oh God. I thank you, oh God. But Father, I lift up every grieving family, not only this grieving family, Brother Albert's family, but God, I lift up every grieving family that's going through this grief and this COVID-19, Lord God. Delta, this Delta virus, oh God. And then, Father, there is other diseases, cancer, Lord God, kidney diseases, Father, in the name of Jesus. There's many other diseases, oh Father, in the name of Jesus. You are Jehovah Rapha, Lord God, and you are the healer. Those who are here need a healing. Sister Xavier's husband needs a healing, oh God, in the name of Jesus, a nephew, Lord God. Father, in the name of Jesus, heal them, Lord God. Heal Sister Xavier, Father, in the name of Jesus. You're Jehovah Rapha, and you are the healer. You spoke one word, and you heal all diseases. And, Lord, that diseases, God, that means all. And, Father, we thank you right now, Lord God. And, oh, God, if the daddy passed away, Father, Lord, then the mother is still laying, and she probably don't even know that her daddy done passed away, or her son done passed away, God. Whoever that family member is, Lord God, Lord, heal them, Lord God. Father, keep blessing their bodies, oh God. Heal them from this virus, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. The nephew, Lord God. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for all our prayer warriors that's on the line tonight. And I lift up Sister Sister Shirley Bowman. Lord God, I lift her up, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for her. We thank you, Lord God, for how you're going to help her get her house put back in order, Father. After the storm, God, you're going to make a way for her, Father, and her daughter, for all her family, in Jesus' name. Lord, you know she's concerned about her family. And, Lord, I lift her sister Vivian, Father. I thank you, oh God, for Pastor Vivian, Lord God, Pastor Vivian Joyce, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, oh God, that she got back home. It wasn't but minor things done to her home, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. So I lift them up, Lord God. I lift up everyone who's on the line tonight, Lord, including myself. I thank you for the healing that you've already done for me, Lord. I am healed. I am not sick. I am well, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, oh, God, for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do. I lift up our Sister Inez and Prophet Daniel tonight, oh God, and as I saw the thing came on about the announcement for the prayer line. So, Father, I thank you, Lord God, for them. Thank you for keeping them safe. And all our prayer warriors, Sister Hilda Jones and her family, Father, we just thank you. And thank you, Lord God. I thank you for Sister Vivian Joyce's daughter, who's way over in Africa, Lord God. Father, that's teaching your word, preaching your word, oh God. I lift her up. I lift her and all her family, all her children up, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I pray, amen, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Praise God. Praise God. Sister, I would like for Sister, she know who I'm trying to say. Would she give us
a God. Did you lift up Sister Gwen? Sister Vivian,
Sister
let
Gwen,
me lift up Sister Gwen. Lord, I lift up Sister Gwen Bernardo, Father, in the name of Jesus tonight. As Lord, you know, she had a procedure done over the weekend, and she hadn't been feeling well. But, Lord, I pray right now that she is healed in Jesus' name. God, I thank you, Lord God, for her. I thank you that she'll be able to go to work tomorrow. Lord God, I thank you because you're the one that healed her, and you're the one that have the job. You're the one that able her to get to the job and get back and do her work, Lord. So, Father, it's in your hands, and we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen.
Sister Jackie Keys, would you give us a short song, please?
Hey, can y'all hear me?
Yes.
I can hear you.
Okay, I'm driving, but I can do a quick one. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, I thank you, Lord, I just want to thank you, Lord, he changed my life, yes he did. He changed my life. He changed my life. I just want to thank you, Lord. You've been so good. You've been so good. You've been so good. I just want to thank you, Lord. You made a way. You made a way. You made a way. I just want to thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you so much, Minister Jackie Keys. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, this is Family Week, praise God, when we really and go in and pray for the family, praise God. Hallelujah. And we was listening to the prayer request, praise God, about families. So much stuff, so much is happening in our families. And I'm telling you, if we don't get back to Eden, if we don't go back to where God requested us to go back to, the family will continue to go into a spin. Oh, just to think about a woman goes to the graveyard. She must have told her husband that's what she was going to do to know where to find her, to go to the grave, and she didn't leave none of her head on her body, I was told. She took her whole neck and head off of her body. The family is in crisis. The family. And I want to talk to you just a little bit tonight about the family, praise God. A family in crisis, praise God. Hallelujah. When we think about how God made the family, get it, how it is today, it is no way as God has planned. because he planned for a whole family, a loving family. When you look at the picture, a family that prays together, stays together. The family is not standing together today. The family is going all about their different ways. Even the children, we're just letting the children do what they want to do. Children are having their way. Children are being disobedient. And I don't want to get ahead of myself, but my God, when we look at the family compared to what God has planned for us, we so much out of order. We are so much out of order. The Emerging Elijah Ministry is leading the way in spiritual warfare. We need to go into spiritual warfare for the family. We are not praying enough for the family. We are not bombarding hell and heaven for the family. The family is drifting away. It is like Moses and Aaron confronting Pharaoh's musicians in the demonstration and power of God's Spirit. The family's role in spiritual warfare must not be overlooked. This is something that can't be overlooked, because God created it. God created you. God created you in his image. Oh, my God. Jesus declared that his church would be a militant church against whose mighty power and very gates of hell would. We're supposed to be bombarding heaven so hard. We too lackadaisy. Come on, somebody. We are too weak, lukewarm, and our families are going astray. We are to be bombarding them, Jesus said. Now, Matthew 16 and 18. It is not only for the church, but also the family who must defeat the enemy in his gates. Praise God. The enemy not supposed to be controlling our families. We are supposed to be in control, because we have the power of the Holy Ghost on us and in us. Oh, praise God. The family and the church are intricately related. The gates of hell represent the strategies of the devil, his plans, and his wiles. Place and time to offset the devil's plan against us are in his gates. In ancient time, the gates of the city were the place of city government. It was here that the councils of war were devised. Who is to take the offensive against the strategies of the devil and defeat him in his gate? There to defeat the devil in his gate. When he come in and try to rule and tear up and destroy, we are there to pull down every principality and power of the air. We, the church. We, the church. Praise God. But also the family. See, we start with the family first, and then we go to the church. And when we get more together, we are bombarding hell. Family. The word said in Psalms 127, 3 and 5, it said, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain. Who would build it? Behold, children are a gift of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. And many of us don't want children. Many of our young people don't want children. And it's ordained. It is a reward. arrows in the hand of a warrior. The more they is in the house, they are warriors against the devil. The more children we have. Oh, yes, I know. A lot of people said, I just want one. I just want three. But you ought to be saying, whatever God give me, because we going to fight this good fight. Oh, me and my children are going to be a heritage of the Lord. You need to be speaking them things over your children. It's for us to teach the younger. Praise God. Where we not going to have anymore. We got to teach our children to get married. Have as many as you can. Tear down every one of Satan's plans. So are the children of one's youth. How blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them, the word said. They shall not be ashamed. When they speak with literally subdue and destroy their enemies in the gate. Praise God. They subdue the enemies in the gate. I could have more children. Because now I've learned what I didn't know when I was younger. My house would be jumping and shouting every day and praising God. Because God said, train them up when they are young. And when they get older, they will not depart. We're going to start this thing off right this time. Hallelujah. Praise God. Again, consider the promise of God to Abraham that his family would possess the gate of the enemy. God told Abraham that. Hallelujah. And it reads as this in Genesis 22 and 17. Indeed, I will greatly bless you. I will greatly multiply your seed as the stars of the heavens and as the sand which is on the seashore. And your seed shall possess the gates of their enemies. Our children are supposed to be so full of the Holy Ghost. And when we all together, when them quivers around the table, oh, they fighting in the spirit, tearing down the gates of the enemy. So he cannot come in. And they praying for their friends. They praying for their neighbors. They praying for the teachers. They praying for the ones in government because they've been taught by the parents how to pray. Praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody here tonight, praise God. Hallelujah. God, hallelujah. We are not. We're not going to give in. We're not going to obey Satan. We only obey God. Hallelujah. Only obey God. Hallelujah. Let's look on. And let us know the prophetic prayer spoken over Rebecca by her family when they sent her away to become the wife of Isaac. And it went like this in Genesis 24 and 60. And they blessed Rebecca and said to her, may you, our sister, become thousands of 10,000, and may your descendants possess the gate of those who hate them. Hey, hallelujah. May your descendants the gate. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you know if that's the case, they are well taught. Praise God. Hallelujah. They ready. They ready to go battle for the into the enemy's camp. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. They are determined that they ain't gonna let nothing. You know, when we were children, we if somebody jump on our sister or brother, praise God, we are out there to help fight. Well, it's the same thing in the kingdom of God. When we see one going through something, we jumping in the ring and we right there to fight against the enemy so it cannot take them out. We are there to possess this thing and help them. Bible said, when you are weak, I am strong. I am here to help hold your shoulders, help you through this thing, that you are going through. There is no need for today's family to be torn apart and destroyed by the workings of Satan. It's no reason. Why? Because God has given us the weapons. God has told us what to do. The family must seriously enter into spiritual warfare. We need to do more warfare and take the offensive against the gates of hell. Let them know. Let Satan and his demon know. You will not have them. You cannot have them. Hallelujah. The family must be in unity with full cooperation for each of its members. This will require extreme diligence in the ways of God. You got to be diligent. You can't be slowful. You got to be ready, and you got to have the power of God operating. Paul said, "But realize this: that in the last days, it was already told to us. In the last days, difficult times will come." So this is nothing new. We know this thing gonna happen. So we got to be ready at all times. God ain't letting nothing come upon us that we not aware of. We gotta be ready. So he said, realize that in these difficult times, for men shall be lovers of themselves and lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, revelers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, irreconcilable. We see these things. Malicious gossip, without self-control, brutal, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding to the form of godliness, although they have denied his power, and avoid such men as these. That's 2 Timothy 3:1-5. God letting us know before we even get there. These things are going to come, but what are we doing? Are we built up in our most holy faith, praise God, to take over, praise God, and do the will of the Father, praise God, hallelujah. Are we equipped to go out and face enemy and command him? Are you going to get fearful and buckle in the knees? Are you going to be strong in the power of his might? These distraught condition will worsen as the day of the Lord approaches. Things are going to get worse. Things are going to get worse. The only way that they can worsen is through the breakdown of the family. And the family has been broken. Almost every home, very seldom you can find a home that is not so broken with alcohol, drugs, murder, you name it. All these things I just previously named. Prison walls, men and women, praise God, hallelujah. There is a breakdown in our family, and the only way that we can get our family back right is through the word of God, obeying the word of God. Praise God. The only way that they can worsen is through the breakdown of the family. The parents are responsible before God for instilling spiritual and moral principles in the hearts and lives of their children. Come from the home, my people. It has to come from the home. If it don't come from the home, it will not be done. We got to go by the order of God. His order. Praise God. Hallelujah. when the world is characterized by the terrible condition described in this passage, it can only mean that the family has miserably failed in its basic duty to bring up children in the Lord. We have fallen. I repent. I don't know about you, but many times when I'm reading my Bible, when I'm reading this word, I repent, Lord. And I've even repented to my daughter. I repent for some of the things I've done in my past life that I won't do anymore. Praise God. And I repented before her so she will instill in her so that maybe she won't do the same thing. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that's what we got to do. We can't let our pride get in the way. We can't let nothing stop us from going on doing what the Word of God says. One key phrase point to the root of the problem is disobedient to parent. Our children are disobedient to parent. Disobedient to parent. And you know God talked about it. Praise God. Children will become rebellious and unteachable. Children are the product of the home. We have been assured by God's word that when we bring a child up in the way he should go, when he is old, he will not depart from it. When children go astray, the responsibility rests squarely on the shoulders of the parent. That's where it lies. That's what the Bible says. We got to stay with what God say. We can't rebel against what God say. If that's what God say, we say, yes, Lord, thank you and forgive me of my sin. For I have sinned and come short of your glory. I have. I can't put this on your shoulder. You have to do it for yourself. I repent of my sin daily. And sometimes I get my sin list and I put every one of them, whether I'm guilty of them or not, because there are sins unknown and sins that are known. And I lay it up on my shoulder and I say, Lord, forgive me of every one of these sins that I've committed. Well, you may, Sister Vivian, maybe you didn't commit that sin. Maybe I didn't. But I still repent of anything. It might be something I don't want to know, but whatever it is, I want to be free of it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Another scripture, Luke 21 and 16 says, and at that time, many will fall away and will deliver up one another and hate one another. This is Matthew 24 and 10. And Mark 13 and 12 said, and a brother will deliver brother to death, and a father his child, and children will rise up against parents and have put them to death. And then Luke 21 and 16, but you will be delivered up even by parents and brothers and relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You know we have children unkill their parents. We know that. Whether you are poor or whether you're rich, it has happened. Praise God. In these three parallels account, Jesus has given us a glimpse of the total chaos and what shall overtake the family. You don't even have to go through all the sin list, just a few things. It's going to overtake the family. Praise God. Each of the gospel accounts emphasizes betrayal of family members against one another. This betrayal will result in death of parents and children. What shall have become of the family, love and loyalty? That's the way it's supposed to be. Love and loyal to one another. It is difficult to imagine such things that happens these days in time, much less to consider that they could soon be realized in our own home. All these things could take place in my home and your home. Who'd have ever thought a grandchild or a son would go and kill his father for money, for drugs? My God, The importance of getting one's family into kingdom living becomes ever increasingly urgent as we face with these scriptures evidence of coming pressures upon the world that will directly affect every family. To have our families in divine order becomes a matter of survival. That's where we are now. We are in a matter of survival. Are we going to survive? Isaiah 3, 5 to 12 said, "And the people will be oppressed, each one by another, and each one by his neighbor. The young will storm against the elder, yes, and the inferior against the honorable. O my people, their oppressors are children." You see the children out here killing up, breaking in cars, and women rule over them. O my people, those who guide you will lead you astray and confuse the direction of your path. Our children are confused. Our children is going down the wrong path. Our children have to be brought up in the admonition of the Lord at an early age. Isaiah pictures the breakdown of family government and the results. When discipline and restraint are no longer taught in the home, there will be an atmosphere of total oppression. Everyone will be doing his own thing and looking out for himself at the expense and discard of everyone else. They don't have no respect for no one else. We see that. Have you known families whose members tear at one another? The home is so bored. The home and the children sitting there saying, "I'm bored. I'm bored." Children now on medication. This is not what God planned for this to be. So many children at a young age have been put on medication. And I think it's a sad thing when we see our children. God gave us a sound mind. Children are born with sound mind. Children should not be put on medication, all kinds of drugs to help them each day. My God. Our world, our homes, our parent need to be bombarded with prayer. Prayer is needed in every area. And I'm not just talking about praying. As I said earlier, warfare, warfare, warfare for one another. Warfare for those that you don't know. Amen. I pray that the Lord bless you tonight. Praise God. May the Lord bless and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance toward you and give you peace. Sweet. May you be blessed in your going in, your come up rising, and your sitting down. Praise God. That you never have to have a need. Pray one for another in Jesus' name. God bless you. So good to have you. Be back with us next Sunday. Sister Janice on Friday night and Minister Zadie on Saturday night. Praise God. God bless you. Bless somebody. Praise God. Amen. Good night now. Bye-bye.